So, get your name first?
David Grattan.
And your company?
DEC.
Go ahead.
DEC Communications.
And tell me a bit more about your company.
So, DEC started out as a basically a social media platform to help distribute media to Twitter, Facebook, and to YouTube, and has evolved into a product that is actually allowing brands and anybody who actually has a fan base, actually, right? So it's not for just any brand. Like, you know, I don't think you're going to have Sunlight use our tool. But if you have an identifiable fan base that is actually passionate about you and the products that, and services and media that you produce, this is really who it's aimed for. So in this case, it's the we've been working with music industry and with the sports industries. And so recently, we just had the Vancouver Canucks start using our product for the for their playoffs after the Olympics last year, and showed some really, really great results. And in this new year, we've got the other Canadian teams running on the software. And what this enables the teams to do is actually engage their fans a lot more deeply and do a number of things with them, right? Run contests that drive them back to their own websites. So rather than just engaging fans on Twitter and Facebook, you're able to engage on Facebook, drive them back to your site through contests and through sponsored media. So you could have, for example, Subway's Hits of the Week being published to Facebook and to Twitter with accompanying contests that drive them back to Canucks.com.
Okay, and now that you had mentioned earlier that you had sort of tried the music hadn't really worked the way you wanted, and so now you've gone into the sports thing, so how do you see... do you see really focusing in sports, or do you see maybe expanding beyond that? Or?
Well, I mean, the stuff that we're learning that's being informed by our work with the Canucks and the Calgary Flames especially can be backported to what we're doing with the music industry, with Universal Music and Chris Smith Management and Nelly Furtado and so forth. But the issue of doing, like, we're going to stay focused on the sports for right now as a focus of business development. And it's simply because closing a deal there and the keenly aware of what their business model is, whereas in the music industry, it's evolving, it's changing. And there's always multiple people involved. So you do a music deal, you have an artist involved, you have a label involved, you have their management involved, and then you have the publisher involved. So anytime you're dealing with their content, be it on their website or through our system, you got to get four sign-offs, which makes it very difficult.
So with the sports organization, how does that work?
So depending on the sports organization, it's always a one. Either you have to deal with the league itself, or you deal with the individual team, and they're in control of everything. NHL is a particularly interesting league because they own the digital rights for their content, and therefore, you know, there is. They can publish content quite easily that engage fans that other media companies simply can't do due to regional rights, due to copyrights owned by a broadcaster. Whereas dealing with companies that we have right now, we don't have those issues. So that makes it a lot easier to do a deal. And they're a lot more keen on offering really good services for their fans and trying to... offer better experiences and better opportunities to offer them product and services.
So this conference, the Grow Conference, was connecting C100 and Canadian entrepreneurs and Silicon Valley. Is in terms of your own growth, do you see trying to get venture capital, or do you see trying to just do it internally, or?
Well, you know, I mean, you're taught. Or you're certainly encouraged early on, you know, go get your seed investors, go get your angel investors, go get venture capital, right? The two biggest presentations at Grow this day were by Dave McClure and by Len Brody. And in both cases, they're saying, don't take venture funding, right? So that's really, I mean, that's a really good thing for a Canadian to hear, because that information's not being told to entrepreneurs here.
So is there something about expanding on that, what they said about that that you could relate to in terms of your company?
Well, there's no question. It's the issue of, from our standpoint, like we're already at user acquisition, and we are in a very interesting way because we have a B2B2C business, which is we do business to business, so us to the Vancouver Canucks, but the Vancouver Canucks have their market is to customers. And that's a really high leverage thing because I only have to close a deal with the Vancouver Canucks, and then we got, you know, there are 100,000 fans. I can close 5 deals with the Canadian teams, which leads to 500,000 users onto our business. And that allows us the scaling that both of them talked about. You can actually get rapid scaling into a business model really rapidly on low investment. And not require the billions and or the millions and millions of dollars of venture capital.
So, with what would be your business model in terms of because some say it's a totally unrelated, but say a conferencing service, you know, would charge per user. So, are you doing something based on traffic or number of users, or how are you?
I would be lying to you if I said, hey, this is what our actual business model is. But what we're working on right now as the business model, we charge a pretty small fee to the businesses to run our software and to engage with their fans. And that's not a fee that's going to keep us, driving Mercedes-Benzes or Ferraris. But what is there is these massive amount of users. And what we're experimenting with this fall with some of these NHL teams is sponsored media. And if that starts bringing in additional revenue to them, and we've just brought in a new ad model for the system, and if that starts bringing in additional revenue for really good, clear demographics, then I think that that's a much broader market. That's where our bigger kick is. So low fees to our customers. But the usage of the system, the more the system gets used, the higher revenue we get through basically sponsored channels and through advertising.
So coming away from the Grow Conference, what do you take away from some of the stuff that you've seen and people that you've met?
That what we're doing in Canada is just as good as what's happening in Silicon Valley. I mean, that's if I had to take away that. And the other one is that how approachable everybody is in Silicon Valley. Like, you know, you got a good idea. Talk to me, and I mean, because they're so far away, and because our interactions with them are through Twitter or through a website or through stories, you often get this impression that, well, how am I ever going to get to meet them, right? But then at this particular conference, you really realize after you get a chance to talk with them for 2 minutes, oh yeah, give me a call when you got something, whatever. Just and it's that sort of wow, I can just call you. Yeah, just give me a call. Just here's my card. Just give me a call when you got something. That was pretty eye-opening, and that's going to be, I think, for certainly the people that were at this conference, going to be really well leveraged.
Okay.